This is In the News for November 6th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. The first story is from the news standardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne, staff writer. Alaska High Court fines against state in same-sex couple case. This is posted November 1st. In a momentous win for queer rights advocates, the Alaskan Supreme Court last week overturned a state law denying same-sex partners of government employees the same benefits bestowed upon married couples. Alaska banned gay marriage by constitutional amendment in 1998, spurring the lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union and its Alaska branch. A unanimous panel of judges found Friday that same-sex domestic partners of government employees are entitled to the same health, pension, and other benefits a spouse enjoys. The decision was the latest in a six-year state court battle that the state's governor is threatening to bring before the U.S. Supreme Court or undo by constitutional amendment. In a statement, Alaska ACLU Executive Director Michael W. McLeod Ball said, quote, "We are so pleased that the Alaska Supreme Court has recognized that same-sex couples form families and make lasting commitments just like different-sex couples, and that it's unfair to deny lesbian and gay state employees the compensation their straight colleagues receive," end quote. The ruling found that the marriage amendment absolutely precluded same-sex partners of public employees from access to benefits otherwise offered to spouses. The ruling does not strike down any portion of the amendment, and it asked both parties to offer legal briefs arguing how the issue can be resolved. In a statement issued directly after the ruling, Governor Frank H. Murkowski suggested that the decision undermines marriage and said he was, quote, "outraged by this shameful court ruling," end quote. Though the finding does not touch upon the issue of whether same-sex marriage should be legalized and only addresses access to benefits for unmarried couples, Murkowski called the decision a clear example of how out of touch the state Supreme Court is with mainstream Alaskans who overwhelmingly believe that marriage is a union between a man and a woman. That was a quote. In issuing the statement, Murkowski noted that he had already instructed the state attorney general to begin undoing the court's decision. Our next story is from Scoop Independent News at scoop.co.nz. This is written by Michael Collins, posted Thursday, November 3rd. New Mexico lawsuit delves inside voting machines. Election errors threaten future voting rights in New Mexico. New Mexico rarely generates much national news. When it does, as in the Wenho Lee nuclear espionage investigation, it can be explosive. Now, a little-known lawsuit before the New Mexico District Court Judge Eugenio S. Mathis has the potential to alter the face of American elections. Lopataguiel et al. Versus the state of New Mexico is proceeding at a surprising pace, with the litigants currently in the discovery phase of the trial, the point at which lawyers are allowed to question key witnesses and dig for facts and opinions with wide latitude. The targets of discovery right now include Sequoia Elections, two of the big three voting machine companies, Rebecca Vigil Giron, New Mexico's Secretary of State, state and local election officials, and officials of the state's voting systems support vendor. Highly disturbing facts and allegations have already emerged in this well-run but under-publicized case. For example, in one majority Hispanic precinct, the voting machines produced exactly zero votes for John Kerry. More issues will arise as the plaintiff's legal team digs deeper into the highly irregular events of Election Day 2004. Remarkably, these events occurred at a much higher rate in predominantly Hispanic and Native American precincts. You can get much more detail on this story by going to scoop.co.nz. There are several pages of facts from this case. Please do check scoop.co.nz. Our final story today is from India, from Interpress Service News Agency at ipsnews.net. Right to Information exposes World Bank water deal. This is written by Bharat Dagra from New Delhi, posted today, November 6th. India's new Right to Information laws have drawn first blood. Secret deals involving the World Bank to privatize water supply and sanitation in the Indian capital. Parliament passed a Right to Information bill in May, but by then, several states had already gone ahead with legislations of their own so that the culture of demanding to know what is going on is gradually taking root. Credit for exposing the water supply and sanitation deal must go to Parivartan, meaning change, a voluntary organization based in the capital, which obtained and publicized several officials' documents of the Delhi Water Supply and Sewerage Project that records deals between the state utility, Delhi Jal or Water Board, and the bank. The project's stated aim is to make available reliable 24-hour water supply, but the documents obtained by Parivartan, reveal that this does not include removing existing inequalities in water supply, but offers plenty of scope for super profits for a few water companies. Arvind Kesaraval, founder of Parivartan, told IPS, quote, "On the one hand, there is room for exorbitant earnings for some companies and their experts, which will push up costs. And on the other hand, there is growing insistence on recovering costs. The net result will be to steeply push up the water bills of ordinary people and deny water to the poorest people who can't afford the heavy bills," end quote. The management of each of 21 zones would be handed over to water companies, which will collect management fees, engineering consultancy fees, and a bonus. Management fees alone at $24,400 per month to each expert would work out to more than $25 million a year. Each water company has been given a lot of say in deciding its own annual operating budget, and there are provisions for upward revision which can be misused to make extravagant demands on the government. This is according to Arvind Kesaraval, founder of the Parivartan in India. He also said that there is no upper limit on operational expenses, and it will be the consumers who pick up the bill as usual. For more on this story, please visit ipsnews.net. That's the Inter Press Service News Agency. These, as well as others on today's program, are excellent sources for independent coverage of world events.